Until a kid opens the door. Can you go get your guardian, like your mom or dad? Hello. I'm like, are you Uber? There's a difference between being walked all over and then being a people pleaser.
Yeah.
You like that eggnog, eh?
Yeah, this is
real good.
I'm scared.
God made you strong in 2023 so that you can be happy in 2024. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are, sorry, I had a dry mouth. Today is our last episode of 2024.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Crazy.
Yeah, sorry, it's our last episode of 2023.
2023, going into 2024.
So just us, we have our mics decorated because we didn't want to put these on our heads because it was going to ruin our hair. We looked like eggheads. So speaking of egg, in the spirit of Christmas, we are going to try eggnog for the first time today while, you know, sipping it throughout the episode. Got
a lot of snacks today. Not a lot, but quite a few. Christmas themes we're going to try at the end of the episode, so stay tuned because
it's always fun times.
We're going to feast. So let's pour the eggnog.
Okay. Alrighty. Cheers.
Cheers. Not going to reach over because I'll spill it, but let's see how this tastes.
Also, we've never had eggnog, so... Oh my God, it smells like alcohol. It smells like Bailey's. I'm scared. Is it made with eggs?
It tastes like alcohol, like Bailey's. Yeah, you're right.
This is literally Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
I like it.
What's this made of?
Egg and milk. Put the cap on.
There's no way. There's no sugar in here. What the fuck? It's organic. Cool. Okay.
Anyways, that was nice and refreshing.
So, we have a lot that we want to kind of cover and get into today.
Oh, first weekly updates. Do you have any or no?
Yeah. So I, today was such a busy day. Like, it's not really a weekly update. I just kind of want to vent, but I literally went a mile a fucking minute today. Like from the moment I woke up, can I just explain my day?
Sure.
So I woke up. I had so many thoughts running through my head. I started pacing around my room, like meditating, but like it was almost like I was meditating while I was walking. Like I was just like walking back and forth at like 6:30 a.m. I was like, okay. Then I did my skincare. I've been like making it a thing to do it every day. Then I went to the gym, did a workout. Then I came home, did laundry because I absolutely needed to do the laundry. Then started work and work was super fucking busy today, like nonstop, like didn't take a break. Then I had to go see a naturopathic doctor. Then I had to come home and get ready for the podcast. Then I had to make dinner because I was like, I need to eat. And then we had to come here. It was just like very busy.
This is my day. Woke up, walked my two dogs in the morning. Then came home, walked Kiki, worked for a bit. Went to go walk my afternoon dog. Came home, worked for a bit. Did my budgeting sheet. Had to go in the bank. It turns out I've been banking wrong the whole time. Like I called my bank for something and she's like, did you know you've been banking wrong?
I'm
like,
how do you bank wrong?
The accounts I've opened up are the wrong type of accounts for me to open up. And she's like, you've been losing so much money through fees and like this and like that. She goes, I feel bad for you. And she gave me $20. She reimbursed me $20.
What do you mean? Like when you're opening checking
like,
accounts,
example, have, like, I'm a opening fee? A savings account, but like my monthly condo payments are coming out of that e-savings account. She's like, no. She's like, e-savings account should be like you put
savings
your money.
And it grows. It. Yeah. Because if you and take like, if money you out
take
of
it
there. Out,
you like, take it out of the ATM or you take it out like yeah, yeah. cash. You don't like do transfer. I was
it's
being
not the wrong types of account. You just didn't know what account was for.
I was doing
was
like
for.
Transfers from a savings account.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Or I was paying a bill, like a payee through my Visa. She's going to get interest from that because like, it's not.
Why are you paying a bill through Visa?
I don't know. And she's like, I feel bad for you. It's because I'm going to reimburse you
$20. She looked at you. She's like.
Yeah, it's because I feel bad. Well, it was over the phone. And she
that happened to me though. I didn't realize that what I opened was an e-savings account and I was doing e-transfers from there, like directly from there. And I didn't realize that every time I was e-transferring, it was charging me like $4.
No,
every single time.
At the end of the month, it said 30 times five. And it's like, whatever. It was like a large, or 30 times what, whatever. It charged me like $40 at the end of the month. And I was like, what for what?
Yeah.
So that was my day, but that's all figured out. So thank God.
Speaking of bank, I've been having so much anxiety lately about banks. Not banks, but just like accounts and shit. I feel like as you get older, you start opening up new accounts and you start really like using the financial tools that are out there for you. But I've been kind of doing it like quickly. And now I just have all these things and all these like products, these bank products. And I'm like, kind of, I guess kind of like you, except not wrong accounts. I just don't know what to put where sometimes. And like, obviously I do my research and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just go talk to a banker. Like, I don't really like going there and talking to people.
I like it now. It's like my safe space.
You have to like find somebody who's actually good. And I bank with RBC and I went to this one branch and okay. I'm not trying to hate. Actually, I'm trying to hate a little bit. They were so pushy. And I'm like, I could tell that you're trying to push bank accounts that like you're going to get, I guess they get some sort of commission if people invest in a bank account, right? They see the money that you have. They're like, oh, why don't you put this here? And I'm like, why? And then they'll give you the reason. You're like, but like, that's not really like a good enough reason other than I feel like you're going to get something out of this. And it's annoying. Like this
that's kind of what they made it to me. So it's just to change this bank to this bank. And I did it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Be careful what they tell. Which one did you go to? We can bleep this.
No, I changed my checkings account into like a different checkings account.
Okay, so that's probably not it. I'm talking about investment accounts.
Oh, okay.
Like they're like, yeah, open this GIC, open this and that. But like, they're just like, they're not explaining why and like, what's the difference? Like she's like rushing me and just saying, yeah, can like do a survey and like, tell me how I did. And like following up, she's like, do you want to put all this money in there? And I'm like, why are you trying to push me to put my money? Like, I don't know. It just, yeah. I don't trust bankers sometimes, certain ones. So then I went to another bank. Another branch of the bank that we like, the one that we usually go to, like from when we were younger. So there was this girl there my age, like I could tell she was around my age, and I was doing like a quick thing, like she was a teller or acting as a teller at the time, and she was like, she saw the accounts I had and like what I had and she was like, if you want, like we can talk about like how you want to like organize stuff, because I was just kind of telling her, yeah, I want to start organizing. And she was like, we can talk. She was like, I'm not going to give you any suggestions. Let's just like talk about your options and it's fine. She wasn't pushy at all. She was like, take my business card, call me whenever. She never followed up or anything. I emailed her and she was like, yeah, come in. We'll set up an appointment. I was like, okay, now I feel like I trust you now.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to shop around because like sometimes at banks, like, I don't know, I'm not trying to hate, but like, don't you feel like
That's with anything though, I feel.
It's with anything. It's with your financial advisor. It's with whatever. I think it's good to also have a financial advisor, like not from the bank. Like have a separate financial advisor too. And then like somebody at the bank to help you with what to do with the money that you're keeping in their bank.
Yeah.
You know?
I forgot you have a tattoo in your wrist.
I'm getting it touched up this weekend.
Why? Did you show the podcast there? No.
No.
Why?
Yeah, I got a random tattoo. It basically looks like somebody going like this, like in a meditative way, but like
I see
squiggly.
Actually, it kind of does look like that.
That's what it's supposed to be, and it's like a symbol for calming anxiety, in like a different scripture.
So my weekly update was two things happened to me, two scenarios. So I was parked somewhere, and I wasn't supposed to be parking there. And instead of like just asking me nicely to move my car, or like park somewhere else, this like man came up to me, was kind of rudely being like, "You can't park here, right?" And old me, or I would have literally been like, sorry, okay, like a move. And I was kind of like thinking, at first I was like, my instinct to do that, but I was thinking like, you're being rude, like what the fuck? So I was like, okay, you can ask me like a move, but like you can ask me nicely. And then he kind of looked at me in shock and walked away. And then after I got into my car, I was like, I'm kind of proud of myself for doing that. Then a second thing that happened was I ordered Uber Eats from Sam's condo, and the Uber Eats guy calls me and goes, no, usually not for Uber Eats. You have to, excuse me, why are you on your phone?
I'm pulling up our notes. Oh. That's funny.
He's like, now when Uber Eats calls you, they ask you for a PIN number. Like you put a PIN for front door. So he calls me and he's like, can I get your PIN? So I say the PIN that it is. And he's like, okay, like I dropped it off. I'm like, wait, you're not here. Like I hear the doorbell ring. So I'm literally running down Sam's stairs and the guy's like trying to like room off in his car. I'm like, hello. I'm like, are you Uber? He's like, yeah, I'm Uber. I'm like, where's my food? I'm like, you didn't bring my food. He's like, oh, I'm like, you asked me for a pen and like, you didn't bring it. So who'd you give it to? He's like, I gave it to that little kid. I'm like, and he like points to like a door. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? I'm like, why would you give it to a kid and then ask me for the pen? So he was about to get back in his car. I'm like, oh no, you're coming with me to knock on this door. Like I'm not, I got all my food. Like I paid for my wings. Like me and Roman, I paid for Roman's wings. I wanted to enjoy some wings. Like,
yeah, like they fully just had wings without me.
Okay. Well, we're chilling on the couch together. Okay. In silence working, so I might do all ways.
It's actually a funny story to preface this. I don't know where I was going, but Fran didn't have internet. Yeah, the gym. Fran didn't have internet and Roman was home that day. He was sick. And she was coming over my house for like fucking 2 weeks to work. And I come downstairs and her and Roman are just like silently sitting on the couch. I was like, okay, bye. Like
touching toes, kind of.
But barely. She was like, I'm going to order wings. His eyes like fucking popped. He's like, what?
And she's like, anyway, so.
Anyways.
I'm like, you're going to come with me and knock on this guy's door. And like, I want to know why you dropped it off. So he knocks on the door and this little kid opens the door. And the guy goes, hi, I'm Uber Eats. I give you wings. And the little kid's like, no. I'm like, can you go get your parent, please? Or your mom? I don't know where this came from in me. I'm like, can you go get your guardian, like your mom or dad? And then someone comes downstairs. And long story short, the guy tries to tell me that the wings never showed up to his house. Like, he never got the wings. And the Uber guy is like, no, like, I gave you the wings, sir. Like, I gave, like, the wings came to the house. He's like, no, sorry. And he's about to, like, literally close the door. I'm like, I was like, are you lying to me right now, like, to my face? I'm like, you're really going to take my wings that I bought and pretend you didn't get them? And then I looked at him for a little bit. And then he closed the door and then goes to get my wings. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, thank you. So this
people trying to fucking cop other people's Uber Eats. This
kind of makes me want to get into something. It's not like, to some people, it's like, hey, it's not that fucking deep. But to me, it's kind of like, where we want to talk more about like what we've learned in this year, because, you know, it's the end of 2023 and what we kind of want to work towards. And I feel like the main thing that I've learned about myself is I'm like learning to find my voice more. And I think it's because of podcasting too. And like just talking more to camera and like, I don't know, talking to like, I know people are listening to me where I feel like I can use my voice more. So I've started to stand up for myself more, which is something I'm proud of in 2023. Because I feel like old me, or like before, I wouldn't have made the Uber guy go knock on that door. I wouldn't have said that to like an older man. I wouldn't have told a guy to ask me to park nicely. I would have been just very complacent and kind of like, oh, it's okay, whatever. And then when I got back in the car, I like felt bad after. I was like, was that mean of me to do? Like, I feel bad for like,
well, I feel
standing
like
up for myself. But then I'm like, why? He was going to steal my food, or he told me to park, but he said it in a rude way. Like, why can't I stand up? Like, I don't know. It was weird. And then I kind of looked it up because, like, I don't know. I like to look things up on Reddit again. So I don't feel alone. And people were saying, like, when you were conditioned, maybe as younger, not by your parents, but by just in anybody, like, respect your elders, or like, you know, don't speak up, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're very, like, I feel like I was a timid kid. Like, I didn't really say how I was feeling, or even in like middle school or high school or like whatever, even a few years ago. Like, I don't like confrontation. I always think, oh, I hate confrontation. So I wouldn't stand up for myself. But that's something that I feel like I've been doing more, which I'm proud of myself for doing. Cause like, you're gonna let people like walk all over you if you don't speak up. I feel like that's something I've learned in 2023.
I think my perspective on that is, I think I've also began to do that, especially as like, I've been kind of dealing with more adulty things on my own. Like, for example, the other day I needed to get new insurance, right? And I was talking to the insurance lady and she was like, again, it's kind of like the bank thing, recommending things. But it was obviously because like she would get some benefit out of it. I don't know the ins and outs of insurance, but she was like, yeah, I recommend doing this, this and that. I was like, again, the old me would have been too scared because like, I don't know enough about insurance to question. That's how I thought of things. Like, I don't know enough about a certain subject. So like the person that's serving me this thing is probably knows best. So let me just go with that. But I was like, why do I need to do that? And then they start getting like tripped up. It's weird. Like all you have to ask is why? And I'm like, why would I need to do that? She was like, it might be better for you in the case that blah, blah, blah. And I was like, the simple thing, like just asking why instead of being like complacent. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah, whatever you say, ma'am. Like I've started to see myself do that as well. But I do think like there's a fine line between standing up for yourself or being able to question things and like not comply to things and having a power trip. Like,
yeah, like I think actually that, being rude about like tripping out about was how I said it. Cause you know, like sometimes I speak, like when I get angry, I'll be like, I'll get just kind of like fiery and I'll be like, what, why to my food? Yeah. I didn't say it like that. But in my mind, maybe I did, but I'm learning. Like, I think there's a fine line, like you said, about questioning, standing up for yourself, and then being like an actual bitch.
Well, I used to hate that, like, this on the kind of on the flip side. I used to hate being a people pleaser, or I used to, quote unquote, be a people pleaser. And I used to hate that I was a people pleaser because I'm like, oh my God, I'm just like doing things for other people. So in addition to like learning to like be inquisitive and question people, no matter like whether they know more than me on a certain subject or not, I've also learned to just lead with what makes me feel good. And by leading with what makes me like actually feel good in the moment, I realized that like, maybe I am a bit of a people pleaser. And why do I need to stop doing that? Not because I need to please other people before myself, but because I genuinely feel like something that like I'm meant to do is serve people. And maybe that means like making people feel good. And maybe that also means sometimes putting others before myself in certain situations. But where I get tripped up is like expecting others to do the same for me. that's where I would get like the, like I would get angry and kind of like resentful. It was like, I would do this for you, but like you wouldn't do it for me. And that's where I've learned like not everybody is the same and you need to act accordingly with different people. Exhibit A, Fran won't do the same things that like I would do for her. She just won't because she's just not like that. So I'm like, I'm not going to expect her. What? It's just an example.
Like what?
Like when we have a conversation, Fran will just be like, mm-hmm, just do it. So don't do it. Yeah, yeah, just do it. Okay, so then say that. That's okay. Her response
well, you
to
do
like
things that I would do for you that
okay,
you
it's
wouldn't
not a
do.
Competition right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm just like saying with her, I'll have a conversation with her and like actually give her actionable advice, whether she uses it or not, it's up to her. That is me. Like, I genuinely want to give advice to her or to anybody. Like, I genuinely want to give that advice. You know what I mean? I want to sit there and take my time and do that. I can't expect that other people will do the same for me. And that's also something that I'm learning this year because people communicate and act in different ways. And to sum this all up, I'm okay if I'm a people pleaser some of the time, as long as it's what makes me feel good in that moment. If I feel like, screw you, like I don't want to put you before me right now in any given situation, I'm not going to do it. If I feel like, you know what, I want to like do something for this person, then I'm going to do it. I want to please this person.
You can still be a people pleaser though, and then also still stand up for yourself.
Exactly.
Though.
That's what I'm saying. Like
there's
a line.
Like giving that guy that free food is not me people pleaser. Like that would, that to me is being not
no,
dumb,
no, that's
but
being
like,
walked all over.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's a difference between being walked all over and then being a people pleaser.
Yeah. There's like fine
someone
lines
tell me
in this whole
park,
conversation.
Say it to me nicely. If you're, like if I'm just saying like, okay, sir, like bless you. Like I'll go park because you told me to basically go fuck off. Like it's kind of just like, What kind of respect does that give me? Like, yeah, I'm a younger girl and like you're an older man talking to me, but like you can't walk around just being like afraid to like use your voice to people. And I get it. You still have to respect people. But I mean,
yeah,
I think what I'm learning is like use your voice more and it's okay to stand up for yourself. You don't have to be like, oh, I hate confrontation, so I'm not going to say anything. You like that eggnog, eh?
Yeah, this is fucking real good.
It kind of tastes a little bit phlegmy.
That's disgusting.
It's a little bit phlegmy.
Okay, well.
Like, the more I think about it, the more it looks like I'm just, it looks like just phlegm of, like,
I
egg.
Don't even want to say what it looks like.
Okay. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I don't know.
Wait, it kind of looks like breast milk. I've never seen breast milk, but I feel like breast milk.
I think
milk
it is yellowy.
Yeah.
It's gross. No, not that breast milk's gross, but, like, I wouldn't drink it out of a glute.
Anyways. Another thing I kind of wanted to talk about, are we done here with your revelation about staying?
Yeah, but I was going to ask you, is that what you've learned about yourself in 2023? That's what I've learned about myself that I'm trying to bring over 2024.
What I've learned is taking risks means that you will find unexpected opportunities and challenges. We talked about this before, the whole like start before you're ready thing. And I always thought that that was like a cool concept, but never actually did it because I was very like calculated and methodological. I was very calculated and methodological in everything that
Wait,
I
is a
methodological, isn't it?
Methodical.
That.
Got the cameras.
No, it's fine.
No, okay.
It's all good.
You fake girls with lips. Yeah. Don't even.
I was always very calculated and methodical. And I would never think of myself as someone who takes risks, even though I really like the idea of taking risks. So that's something I've learned this year, mostly when it comes to career and spending money. Like, I think that my relationship with money really changed. I thought of money as this like restricted thing. And like I had to have more money than somebody else. Like there's not enough out there, but I started to like spend my money more freely. Maybe that's because I start to make more money and that's the only way I learned, but I started to spend money when I wanted to spend money. Instead of being like, oh my God, I need to be so restricted. Like I need to save all my money because I have to see a lump sum in somewhere.
Yeah.
So I started to spend my money more because I realized that like, it's going to come back to you. It literally will come back to you, whether it's in the form of money or the form of whatever you bought it with. Mm-hmm. If you spent money on going on vacation this year, like I went on a couple of vacations this year and I have some coming up that I otherwise probably would be like, oh my God, I'm not just going to go on a bunch of vacations. Like, is that logical? Is that like, I need to like make sure it fits in. Of course, to a certain extent, budget yourself. I'm not saying don't budget. Like all the financial people that are watching this are probably like, hey, don't take this girl's advice. I'm just saying that like, you can like let go a little bit and take a few risks. Not that taking a vacation is a risk, but you know what I mean? It'll come back to you. If it's not in the form of physical money, it's in the form of an experience. Mm-hmm. Like you spent the money on vacation. You're not wasting money. You spent it. And in return, you're getting something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that that's something I learned just through like doing it. And like I said about the taking risks thing is if you feel like you're in a space, for me, it was like career. And like you feel so resistant. And you know that like you're either meant for something more, you almost just like feel like there's a wall. When I think about the beginning of 2023, I was there. I was literally like, oh my God. And it wasn't like the people where I was at or like the actual place itself. It was just like the stuff I was doing. I didn't feel like it was fueling me. I felt like I was wasting my days. I felt like I was wasting time. And I don't know what came over me, but in the snap of a finger, I was like, I quit. Like, I just can't. I quit. And mm-hmm. I just quit. And that's not like me at all. To do something like that, it was very like throwing myself into something without actually laying out the risks. But after doing that, so many things start popping up in my life. And now I'm in a place where I look back and I'm like, if I didn't do that, I don't know where I'd be today. Like, I truly don't know where I'd be today. And people who know me and know the exact like job or like situation I'm talking about will be like, it's not even that bad. And it's not. It's just it wasn't for me. And sometimes you have to realize when things aren't for you and just like take the plunge and take the risk. So I think this year I learned that like taking risks can actually be a good thing. And it doesn't always mean that taking risks means that you're going to like face bad obstacles. You're going to face obstacles, but like overcoming those obstacles is what brings up more opportunity. And now I have a really like sick team, a sick job, a sick podcast, cool things going on the side and like more things coming our way because of the fact that I took these risks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that that's something that I really learned this year. How about you? Did we already talk about yours?
Yeah. Well, I started off.
Well, what do you think about what I just said?
I think you're right.
Oh, also, sorry. One more thing I learned this year. You don't need to be a subject matter expert at everything. You don't need to handle everything yourself. This year, I've literally built a team, okay, of just like individual contractors. Like I'm not going to do my own accounting because like, I don't know all the ins and outs of taxes and accounting, you know what I mean? So like, I'm going to hire a really good accountant to do it for me, especially as I'm like getting older and having more responsibilities. You don't need to go on TikTok and look up naturopathic remedies. Like go and hire a naturopathic person to tell you exactly what supplements to buy and things to take. Hire a financial advisor. Cause like, I don't need to like be worried about doing my budgeting every day, things like that. Like You don't need to know how to do everything. Even with the podcast, like sometimes we attempt to do shit and we're like yeah. Why not just like, find somebody that can help you with this. I know not everybody has the means to do that. I get it. But like, even if you're just like working with other people to help you with things, don't be afraid to ask for help, to reach out to people because it gives you time to focus on the things that you are actually good at. Mm-hmm. I feel like because we've done that with the podcast, just using that as an example, like we're able to focus more on like what we want to say here and like come up with ideas yeah. and strategy, which is what we're good at. So I've learned that in my personal life and in my professional life and just in like professional development in general.
I think for me, going back to like the social media thing where you're like, don't look up social media, whatever, naturopathic remedies. I think another thing that I've learned is don't rely on social media in general. And that's like such a general thing, but like, oh my God, the amount of like shit I've impulse buy off TikTok or social media this last year that I look back on, I'm like, yeah. Why the F did I do that? It's because of
Overconsumption,
just the influence that it has. Like I literally caught myself doing it the other day. Like there was this girl doing her curly hair routine. Okay. And she was like, this product and this product, you have to get this and you have to use this. And then she has her curly hair routine and she has beautiful curls. Everyone's like, oh my God, running to Amazon. And I literally saw myself like putting all those products into my Amazon. And then like, why do I
even
need-
have curly hair?
Yeah, I do. I just never wear it. That's why I was able to start to wear it. And like her routine will help me like, but dude, you don't need that. Like you have your, I don't know how to explain it.
The influencers like, are influencing.
Yeah, they are. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, they're doing their job and like they're making their money. Go like, good for you. It's just like the people on the other side of it, like just don't take it with a grain of salt. Like, you know what I mean?
I think based on that, I've also learned that I cannot take everything on social media as face value, like you said, because I think now more than ever, people in all professions are using social media as like their main method of marketing and communication. Like literally, like plastic surgeons are doing most of their marketing on social media. Like they can cut marketing costs and their marketing budget probably almost in half, because they're literally taking their iPhone, which is probably expensed anyways, and they're taking videos in their plastic and surgery office, like, and giving advice. Same thing with doctors, same thing with naturopathic people, same thing with healers and dietitians and everybody in like these health field, psychotherapists, whatever. And I think it's great that they're doing that. But something that I also think is that everybody is like their own individual and like has a different set of characteristics pertaining to them. So if you're looking at a naturopathic person's Instagram or TikToks and like they're making videos and shit, or they're making videos and stuff, and they're like, hey, like take these if you're feeling, do this parasite remedy if you're feeling these symptoms because you could have parasites and not even know. That's true. Like what they're saying is true, right? They're like they're a naturopathic doctor and they're certified, but like your symptoms of being tired and sluggish may not be due to parasites. Maybe you have a hormonal imbalance. There could be so many different things. And I get sucked into this stuff, especially with health. Like I will look and be like, okay, I need to take this supplement because I have that. Oh, I also need to take this supplement. I've spent thousands of dollars on supplements. Okay, maybe not thousands, like hundreds. Maybe thousands, truly, because supplements are expensive and I get them all the time. I'm always getting new ones. And like, I've just learned you can't take anything at face value, even if it's coming from somebody who's like an expert in the field. You know what I mean? Like a plastic surgeon is telling you, oh, your eyes droop down. Like, okay, you need to get this like fox eye
you
lift.
Who does that? Our mom. Like, mom will be on the couch, like, and she's listening to someone about skincare. You have to try this cream. Like, it makes your wrinkles go away. And then she'll send it to me and be like, can you buy this off Amazon? I'm like, mom, don't listen. Like, these people, like, okay, like, maybe the cream's good, but, like, you can't. And I feel like it's, like, that age group that also gets sucked into that.
Yeah. I think, like, if you see things that you're interested in and you think, okay, this might be me, that's totally fine. But do your research.
Yeah.
Like seriously, do your research. Because the amount of people, like, the parasite thing, I went into a parasite hole on TikTok. The amount of people that are posting about these parasite cleanses that they're doing, and I'm like,
hey, do you know? Do you even know if you have parasites?
Like, this can't be healthy. Like, you don't even know if you have a parasite. These people are like, oh yeah, I just bought this off Amazon. Let's see if it works. And it's like, that cannot be good for you. So don't take everything at face value. That's something I've learned because I've seen like in my spending increase because I'm like buying things based on just like impulse. Let me buy this right now. And also because of my mental health, like I don't want to feel like, oh my God, I need to do this, 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 and this because I'm seeing it on social media.
Yeah. I also saw a quote because we're going to get into now, I think things that we want to go move forward and our aspirations in 2024. And I saw a quote that was like, I really liked, and it was that God made you strong in 2023 so that you can be happy in 2024.
I literally feel like that was me this year.
And I literally feel like it was me too. And that quote really hit me. I was like, holy shit, like the shit that I went through, like we or like whatever went through in 2023 was like, I look back and I'm like, every month there was something, like literally every single month there was a new sickness, a death,
challenge,
an obstacle to overcome. And so it's like, now I'm kind of finally feeling some weight off my shoulder. And like, I can see that happiness kind of come because like I said in the last podcast, I have more of like a pip in my step recently. Like I just feel like I wake up and I'm like happy in the morning or like, I don't know. I just feel like things are aligning. And it's because in 2023, you know, if you feel like you've had a shit 2023, I really like that. Like it made you strong to make you happy. Or I saw another one where
I also think that it made you strong to make you stronger because I don't think that once you get over these like hard times, you're like, okay, I was strong. I went through it. Now I can be happy.
No,
like,
but
you don't want to get in this space where you're like, so happy that you think that nothing ever will ruin it or
you're building your resilience basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It basically is making you strong to make you resilient because now when you face obstacles, you're like, okay, like I've done this before. Like I know how to handle it and you're always going to face new things. And I think that 2023 did that for me too. Like I faced things and dealt with some shit that I've never really had to deal with or thought I would have to deal with before. And just like natural things too, that come with growing up are things that like I've personally dealt with too. And it's like, I don't like saying I've dealt with them, but like I made it through those times. You know?
And I saw, one other quote and it was like, everything works out in the end. And if it doesn't work out, it's not the end yet. And I really like that. Like everything works out in the end. And if it's not worked out, it's just not the end yet.
For that certain situation?
Yeah.
For life, because like the end is when you die.
Well, for that situation, like, I don't know. I was thinking more about it. Like everything works out in the end. Like, but if it's not like, you know, going how you want to right now, it's not the end of that yet. Like, it's not like the end yet. Because it's always going to be good in the end. I don't know. I saw those two quotes.
And like, it might not, oh, like whatever situation you're facing right now or that you faced like in 2023 or that you will face in 2024, it might not work out, quote unquote, in the end, the way that you think it's going to work out. You might find something different that comes out of it.
But it's not even solution wise. It's even the way you react with it. Maybe you're like, you just like, you feel emotionally exhausted, but then the end is where you're like, you know what? I'm going to have a different mindset towards
exactly.
this.
That's or what
you
I'm know saying. What?
I'm going to let it be in the past. I'm going to accept that it happened. I'm going to move forward and not live in the past with it. Like that can be the end. Okay. Now it's a new phase. And like, that's the end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I like those two quotes a lot.
So I wrote something. I wrote something about the whole New Year's resolution thing. I'm just reading it off because like I really like the way I wrote this, and I know I'm not going to say it correctly if I'm not reading it. But I personally hate the term New Year's resolutions because it comes with a sense of rigidness and potential defeat if they aren't followed to a T. What I mean by that is we all create these vision boards or like we write down like what do we want to accomplish this year? And like for the first couple weeks or the first couple months, like we're on it. But then like most people never really continue it. Why do you think the first week of January or like the first month of the year, the gym is packed, jam-packed full of people. And then, you know, the people start like dying off one by one and the gym is back to normal by like March, April.
Yeah.
So like, I don't like saying resolutions because it just comes with that like dragging you down. Like if you don't do it, like you didn't complete your New Year resolution, your goals. So I think that life is meant to ebb and flow and we are meant to be dynamic. So we should be out with the rigid resolutions and focus on intentions instead. So I personally want to focus on setting intentions about broader guiding principles that align with my overall values and aspirations for the person I want to be. So like, I want to be a healthy person in the coming year. I want to be more healthy mentally and physically. So what does that mean? This means I'm setting intentions that allow for flexibility. Mm-hmm. Like being healthy is like really broad. So like, what do I want? How do I want to be healthy? You know what I mean? That can change throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And like that way you can like set out different goals and intentions for different parts of the year.
And it doesn't have to be going to gym every single day at 8 a.m.
Exactly.
It could be like, you know, maybe one day I go for a walk. Maybe one day I go to the gym. Maybe one day I take an active rest day and like healthy and focus on my mental health, like, and not push myself to have to go to the gym at this time every day. You know what I mean? And it's more so doing it on my own time and schedule.
I think it's systems coupled with intentions. So if I'm saying, in 2024, I want to be a healthier person physically and mentally. What are the systems that I'm going to put in place so that every day I'm working towards this? Mm-hmm. For me, for example, I've already started this because I know in 2024, I want to be healthier physically. And like, not that I'm not healthy physically, but I now like, as Fran says, as I'm like approaching my upper 20s/30, I guess I'm not close to 30, but I'm just saying like I'm approaching. Not that it's bad.
I'm just saying you are approaching 30.
No, though. I know, but I just feel like people who are 30 or above are like, what's so bad about it? Okay, anyways. As I'm in my upper 20s, I want to focus on like preventative, you know, like preventative health measures, not just because I'm unhealthy right now. So I already started doing that. I went to see a naturopathic doctor actually today, and I set up a physical for later in December with my medical doctor. And those are the systems that I'm putting in place so that I'm a healthier me in 2024. My naturopathic doctor is going to put me on a 3-month plan, recommend me supplements. I got a package at the gym to couple with my strength training so that I'm trying new exercises to see if I like them. I'm putting systems in place that are going to force me to be a better, healthier me and like set those habits every day rather than being like, go to the gym at 8 a.m. every single morning. I already know I'm going to go to the gym because I have my membership. I bought a new package. Mm-hmm. I already know I'm going to take supplements and like take my vitamins because my naturopathic doctor is putting me on a 3-month plan. So those are the types of things I'm taking with me into the new year. Systems coupled with intentions.
Mm-hmm. I think my intention would be to just be more routine, like have a more, how do I say this? Like, just be more routined and more intentional in my day-to-day. Like, I've always struggled with finding a routine and sticking with it because I always look at other people's routines and then try to copy it, and then I fucking hate it. I'm like, not for me, don't like it. Oops, okay, my routine didn't work. And then I'm looking at somebody else's, and then and it never worked for me. So I think my goal in 2024 overall would just be finding a routine that works for me. And I think how I want to approach it is by every month focusing on one aspect or one thing. So in January, again, maybe focusing on getting my health better for January or starting my health or wellness kind of journey, whatever. And that would be kind of what you're saying, kind of like, you know, looking at what the gym would look like or what I'm eating or my water intake, drinking more water. And then maybe February will be organizational, like my room or like that kind of, that's how I kind of want to approach 2024, kind of just like in month segments.
By the end of the year, you'll be able to look at the months and be like, what did I take from each of these months?
What did I take to make a routine? What didn't I?
Yeah.
Even with like money management, like I want maybe January to be focused on wellness and health. And then February would be like organizational, because I need to start like organizing like my car and my space. Like it needs to happen for 2024. And then maybe March would be kind of like financials. And then April would be whatever. It's kind of just like I'm focusing on one thing. And then from the previous months, I take them on to the next month, but I'm leaving behind things that maybe I didn't really
work for. Yeah, because not everything is going to work for you. Not everybody can wake up at 5:30 a.m. every morning.
I tried that and I fucking, you know what? I did do it for some for classes. I like doing it, but to get my ass out of bed at 5 a.m. to go work out the gym, it's just not for me. I enjoy sleep. I like my sleep. I like to sleep in at least until like 7:30, you know? So like, it's not for me. And then I tried going to the gym at 12 noon. I'm like, no, I'd rather be eating. Like this is my lunchtime. I want to eat and like, I want to like binge my show on my lunch. And then I started 5, 6, I'm like too busy. Like I just don't like it. So then I started 7, and I think 7's a sweet spot, like between 7 and 8, because it's like, It's after work where I can like chill and eat and like chill with my dog for a bit. Then I can go to the gym and still have time to shower and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just finding that kind of like routine or balance of that.
Is there a random thing that you hope, again, not putting any rigidness on I need to do this, but just like a singular thing, experience that you hope to do or achieve in 2024?
Experience?
Just like something you hope to do or achieve. For me, I want to take a course. I don't know what course yet, but like, I just feel like a yearning to learn a bit more about the field that I'm in. Like I want to pick an aspect of like marketing or design that I don't know well yet and like take a course on it. Like I just learn more about it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just feeling, it's almost like a feeling I have of wanting to develop a new skill, not necessarily to use it, but just to like have more background on it. I don't know what it is going to be yet. And I'm not going to put pressure on myself. Whenever I have more time or feel like I want to do it, I will, but it's something I hope to do.
They might be picking up a new hobby. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what. Maybe like a new sport, because I do love sports and I'm good at it.
I've been craving like baking a cake and just like decorating it.
Yeah, I've also been craving. Definitely learning to cook more, I think, in 2024. Like I want to actively start getting recipes and like maybe give me a cookbook for Christmas. That actually be kind of a good gift, because I don't know how to cook from scratch. And I feel like I need something to like read and kind of with like recipes. I like that idea, cooking. And then I want to take up like volleyball. I don't know, like join like a volleyball team.
I actually put that in my notes too. I want to like join a league. Again, not putting pressure,
which is like, I love soccer still, but I want to kind of like, if I'm feeling like co-ed volleyball.
Yo, why don't we do it? Legit. I used to be on the volleyball team.
So that was pretty good actually.
And basketball.
So was I. Or like track.
You were on basketball.
Yes, I was in grade 8.
Okay, I'm talking about like high school. I was on volleyball and basketball in high school. Isn't that weird? Not weird, but like.
That is weird. I know that. I was not on volleyball or basketball. I did not make it that far. After grade 8, I was done with that.
I don't know how I did.
But yeah, that's what I think. Or like tennis. I don't know. Some sort of, but I think volleyball for sure. Volleyball though is, I think it's, like the season is.
Yeah, you can do indoor. Anyways, is that it?
All right, guys, for those of you listening on audio, me and Sam are doing a little taste test where Sam's going to be blindfolded / closed-eyed. And I'm going to be feeding her some Christmas treats. So if you want to head over to our YouTube to check it out, go do that. There's some yummy snacks. If not, then we'll catch you in the outro. Thank you guys for listening to our last podcast episode of 2023. We're very excited for 2024. There's some new exciting plans and we hope that you come along with us and we don't lose you guys. But
yeah, we're very grateful for everybody sticking with us along the way and the engagement we've been getting. And I honestly think 2023 was one of the best years for the podcast by far in terms of like not only performance, but just like people really like engaging with us because we felt like we could be more open. So mm-hmm. Thank you for allowing us to do that. And we hope to see you back here in January.
In the new year.
Maybe in a cool new setting.
All right, guys, happy new year, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. We hope you have an amazing Christmas.
Bye-bye.